It's about to get a lot easier for Seattleites who don't own a car to get their hands on a short-term rental because the city council has voted unanimously to bump the number of permits for short-term car rentals like Car2Go up to 3,000. Who benefits from these car-sharing programs? Susan Shaheen is the co-director of the Transportation Sustainability Research Center. That's at the University of California, Berkeley. She's been studying car-sharing since the 1990s. Susan Shaheen told Jeannie Yandel that car-sharing comes in many shapes and sizes, and Car2Go's point-to-point model has opened up the door for new consumers.
People can take shorter distance trips, possibly linked to transit. And so this just opens up, again, the market for car sharing services to more individuals and for more trip purposes. So it's good for the auto industry and that car sharing becomes applicable to a broader range of individuals as well as trips.
As someone who has to drive in Seattle traffic every day, I hold out hope that fewer people owning cars means less traffic on Seattle streets. Have you found what kind of impact there might be in traffic with more people using car sharing services?
So the area that we have studied the most robustly, you know, well over 10 years, is the round trip model. And we have shown in our research that a minimum of a 30% reduction in vehicle miles traveled, as high as 43% reduction. At present, we are actually currently working on studies, including with the City of Seattle, on the Car2Go model, but we can't report yet on what our findings are with respect to reduction in vehicle miles traveled.
So we don't yet know whether there's going to be an impact on traffic with Car2Go and other point-to-point car sharing services expanding.
You know, we would hypothesize if Seattle's study and the research that they're doing are showing a reduction in autos, that's likely going to translate to a reduction of vehicle miles traveled. However, is it the same level of reduction that we see in round-trip car sharing? This is what we don't know yet.
I'm talking with Susan Shaheen. She's the co-director of the Transportation Sustainability Research Center at the University of California, Berkeley. We're talking about car share services in the city of Seattle. The city council recently voted to bump the number of permits for short-term rental cars like Car2Go up to 3,000 within the city. And Susan, the other expansion we've seen in terms of car services is the service Uber. There's a black car service that'll come pick you up. There's also a ride sharing component with Uber. What kind of impact does a service like Uber have on the market for car shares?
It's a really great question. And overall, it's very difficult to understand the dynamics that are occurring in the transportation ecosystem right now because there's more than just Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar in the marketplace, which represent ride sourcing services, but there's also taxis, e-health services. So what we're in the midst of doing right now is trying to do an ecosystem-based analysis to understand what the overall impacts of these services are on one another, as well as on auto ownership and demand for single-occupant vehicles.
You mentioned studying the ecosystem of all these different car services, all these different ride services. I'd also like to ask about the environmental impact of these services. How do car sharing services affect the carbon footprint of the auto industry?
Right. So with respect to car sharing, we've studied round-trip car sharing the most closely. And what we've calculated is approximately a 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from individuals who sell a car, and it gets as high as 43% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions if we add in the effect of those individuals who stated that they postponed a car. So overall, round-trip car sharing has demonstrated that it's good for a reduction in vehicle miles traveled as well as a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. With respect to calculation of these other types of services, including point-to-point mobility, we're working on that, and we hope to have some results within the year, if not sooner.
What about me? If I use a car sharing service instead of owning an automobile, how is my carbon footprint affected?
It really depends on how you were traveling before. So each individual is affected differently by these services. So someone who didn't own a car before might actually be traveling more by car because now they have access. Somebody who owned one or two vehicles and actually sold a car, their reduction in vehicle miles traveled is more likely to occur because they're going from a car-dependent model to a car-light model. So it really depends on how you were traveling before you got involved in these services, what the impact is going to be.
Susan Shaheen, co-director of the Transportation Sustainability Research Center at UC Berkeley. She was speaking to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. The Seattle City Council voted this week to increase the number of permits for car share vehicles. Up ahead on The Record, public sector unions, a debate over whether they help or hurt. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is KUOW Seattle.